you are really good singers, and some of you are really good dancers, too. That's good. That's really good. Well, I'm glad you all made it to church today. Very good. You all drove here. You didn't push down on the gas too hard, and you didn't drive too fast, because if you drive too fast, the sheriff wants to give you a ticket. How many of you got a ticket before? When you drive your car, by the way, when you come to a stop sign, that means stop. It doesn't mean keep going slowly through the stop sign, or the sheriff will want to give you a ticket. How many of you got a ticket for not stopping? Really? I'm glad you're all good drivers. You're all good drivers, right? But none of you can drive? None of you, Vincent, you don't drive a car? You don't?
I do.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Well, you see, the reason why I start that way is to show you that there are certain things in life that we can't do, but one day you will. One day you will learn from a teacher, from an instructor, how to drive a car. Maybe it'll be your dad or your mom, or from someone in school. I learned to drive when I was on a farm from my grandfather and my father. That's how I learned how to drive. And they were pretty hard sometimes. Don't drive too fast. Use your brake the right time. Don't turn too sharp, or you'll turn the truck over, which, by the way, happened one time, but I didn't do it. So, God tells us today that we are to continue in those things that we have learned and whom we have learned them from. When you learn about Jesus, who do you learn from? Who do you learn from about Jesus, Vincent? You learn from God. God teaches you about Jesus, yes, Owen. From me, from your pastor, you learn about God from your pastor, from being in church, listening to the sermon, hearing the readings. Even our hymns today teach you about who God is and what He has done for you. That's why our Lutheran hymnody is so valuable. It's precious to us. It's so much better than the music that we hear today, because it is a deep theological music that teaches us about Jesus. What else? How else do you learn about Jesus?
The Bible.
From the Bible, from God's Word, as it's taught to you in Sunday school or in CWS?
By
praying. Very good. I was hoping that Evan would say that. You know, we have this ESP, you know, this telepathic thing going on, Evan. Evan thinks just like I do. And I think, no, I don't think like Evan. Never mind. Anyway, we all think and we all pray and we all know that God hears us. And that's the value of being a Christian. We have this wonderful opportunity, my dear friends, to pray to God. And I pray that you are all praying every night and every morning, because God wants to hear us. That is what we're going to hear in the sermon today. Mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and aunts and uncles and everyone looking at you right now, they're going to learn the value of being persistent in our prayers and why prayer is so valuable for us. Because God, our Heavenly Father, wants us to talk to Him as we talk to our Father here on earth. He wants us to talk with Him. And when we talk with Him, God hears us. Just like you hear mom and dad, right, when they tell you to do things. God also hears us, and He never gets tired of hearing it from us. And the more we pray to God, the more that He will have grace and mercy and show us His love by answering our prayers. And God does answer prayers. Maybe not the way that we want. By the way, when you're praying for that brand new John Deere, you may not get it because God may think that you don't need it. Or if you're praying for a brand new toy for Christmas, and God may say, oh, you really don't need that toy. Instead, you might need some new shoes. Those are nice shoes you got there, by the way. Those are really nice shoes. Wait a minute. Vince has got shoes just like yours. How'd that happen? Are you guys twins? But you see, God gives us all good things, and God gives us all these good things through moms and through dads and from grandpa and grandma and aunts and uncles. And from your church, God is always giving. He is a giving God. He's always teaching. And in His teaching, He tells us that all of your sin is forgiven. That's the kind of wonderful God that we have, a merciful and a gracious and a loving God who continues to teach us. Let's fold our hands and let's pray. Let's pray to our Father in heaven. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for teaching us. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for giving us parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and teachers and pastors to teach us your word. We pray, O Lord, that as we learn your word, that we will always be faithful to your word. For we know, Lord Jesus, that you are always faithful to us. And, O Lord, we pray that as we pray to you, that you do hear our prayers. And that as we pray to you, O Lord, and ask you to forgive us of our sins, we know in faith that you do forgive us of all of our sins. And all the children said,
Amen.